愿大家平安。
May peace be with you all。
今天晚上我们来看看民数记。
This evening we'd like to study from the book of Numbers。
在我们读经的进度。
Based on our Bible reading
schedule。从民数记的22章到25章啊。
Numbers 22 to 25。
就是在记载有关于巴兰先知的事情。
Records the story of the prophet Balaam.
那这个巴兰的侍奉，在新约圣经啊好几次提到。
The servitude of Balaam was also referenced in the New Testament.
那就在这几章圣经节里面，我们来看神巴兰与以色列百姓他们之间的关系。
And so through these chapters, we can study the relationship between God, Balaam, and also the Israelites.
我们先来看民数记的22章。
Let's turn to Numbers 22.
民数记的22章。
Numbers chapter 22.
民数记22章的第四节
3 verse 4
一直到第六节，请读。
Verse 4 to verse 6 So Moab said to the elders of Midian, Now this company will lick up everything around us as an ox licks up the grass of the field. And Balak, the son of Zippor, was king of Moabites at the time. Verse 5. Then he sent messengers to Balaam, the son of Beor, at Pethor, which was near the river of the land of the son of his people, to call him, saying, Look, a people has come from Egypt. See, they cover the face of the earth and are settled next to me. Verse 6. Therefore, please come at once. Curse this people for me. So that, for they are too mighty for me, perhaps I shall be able to defeat them and drive them out of the land. For I know that he whom you bless is blessed, and he whom you curse is cursed.
在这里提到当时摩押王想要做一件事情。
You're the king of Moab, he wanted to do one thing.
就是要打败以色列民。
He wanted to defeat the Israelites.
他也知道要打败以色列民是不容易的。
And he knew that this was no easy task.
那最简单的方式就是求神咒诅他。
And the simplest way is ask God to curse them.
所以他就找到巴兰这个先知。
So he found the prophet Balaam.
那他请巴兰来咒诅他。
And he asked Balaam to curse the people.
那我们看第七节。
Verse 7. So the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the diviner's fee in their hands, and they came to Balaam and speak to him in words of Balak.
第八节。
Verse 8. And he said to them, Lodge here tonight, and we'll bring back word to you as the Lord speaks to me. So the princes of Moab stay with Balaam.
那这些摩押的长老米甸的长老就带着礼物布金来见这个巴兰。
So they came to see Balaam with gifts in their hands.
那巴兰到底为什么接受这一件事情？
And why did Balaam agree to do this?
当然在22章似乎看不出来。
And from chapter 22, it is hard to tell why.
但是从新约圣经的描写。
But from the description in the New Testament,
形容巴兰叫做贪爱不义的工匠。
It describes Balaam as a prophet who coveted unrighteous money.
那为什么要说不义的工匠？
And why is this unrighteous wealth?
就是不应当得而得，就是不义。
That unrighteous being that he was not supposed to receive it.
那这里为什么巴兰不应当得？
And why was it that he should not have taken the money?
因为他是要去被 请去咒诅以色列百姓。
Because he received the fee so that he would go and curse the Israelites.
啊，神的本性啊是要人得福。
God's nature is for man to be blessed.
神也要世界上的人彼此相爱。
God wants people to love one another.
啊，那神也吩咐我们啊，要以怜悯的行公义，好怜悯。
God also commanded us that we must have mercy and do what is right.
啊，所以这个巴兰他既然做了先知，他应该要了解神要人怎么做。
And being a prophet, he should have understood what God wanted man to do.
但是当他看到这个礼金他就叫他们说住下来，我来问问神。
But when he saw the money and the fees, he said he told him to wait to see what God tells him to do.
然后到了十二节。
And in verse 12,
神对巴兰说，你不可以去，也不可以咒诅那个民。
God told Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people."
因为那民是蒙福的。
For they are blessed.
神特别提到那民是蒙福的。
God said to him, especially here, that they are blessed people.
所以神的原则讲得很清楚。
So God's principle was very clear.
第一个不可以去。
First, you shall not go.
第二个不可以咒。
And second, you shall not curse.
这个不是服侍神的目的。
These are not the this was not the purpose of serving God.
那第一次这个巴勒要借着巴兰做这件事情就没有成功了。
So Balak was not successful in inviting Balaam to go with him.
然后到了民数记的二十二章。
And later on in the chapter in verse 15.
请读。
Here, then Balak again sent princes more numerous and more honorable than they. Verse 16, they came to Balaam and said to him, Thus says the Balak, the son of Zippor, please let nothing hinder you from coming to me. 17, for I will certainly honor you greatly and will do whatever you say to me. Therefore, please come, curse this people for me.
那这里这个巴勒先知第一个拜比以前又多又尊贵的人要来说服他。
So Balak again sent more numerous people and more honorable to see Balaam.
这个就是人情了。我们人看到盛情难却嘛，见面三分情，所以又尊贵又多。
And so this is due to human honor and emotions, seeing more people come.
然后又给他一个很大的应许。
And also gave him a great promise.
我必使你得极大的尊荣。
I will honor you greatly.
所以你做这件事情以后，在王的面前会得到尊荣。
Before the king, you shall be honored.
这个叫今生的骄傲可以得到满足。
So this is to be satisfied with the pride of life.
然后你向我要什么，我就给你。
And I will do whatever you say to me.
这可能是致富的一条很快的一条道路。
And so this is passage to receive wealth.
所以为着说服巴兰去做，他给他很多的应许，给他人情。
So he persuaded Balaam to do this, promising him many benefits.
那前面神已经讲得很清楚了，你不可以去。
But before this, God told him clearly that he shall not go.
也不可以咒诅。
And you shall not curse.
因为这个民是蒙福的。
For they are God's blessed people.
那我们看这个巴兰在巴勒的第二次的说服之下。
And so how did Balaam react?
他就说了。
And he said to the servants of Balak.
十八节，原则他讲得很清楚了。
Verse 18, he talked about the principle.
你就给我满金的金银，行大事不得超过神的命令。
Though Balak give me his house full of silver and gold, I shall not go beyond the word of God.
但是十九节
，verse 19，
你在这里住宿，等我知道神对我说什么。
Please also stay here tonight that I may know what the Lord will say to me.
所以他还是想说，可能神有第二次的机会要让他去。
And so perhaps he thought that God there's a chance that God wanted him to go.
那他如果神要他去，他去了，当然他就有很多的好处。
And if he had gone with them, he would have received much benefit.
那从二十一节我们就熟悉一个很熟悉的故事。
And from verse 21, this is the familiar story that we all know.
巴兰骑着驴到了半路那驴就不走路了。
When he was riding the donkey, the donkey stopped.
为什么？
Why?
因为神生气了。
Because God was angry.
所以神的使者在路上拿着刀要挡住他。
The angel of the Lord took his was blocking the way.
那经过几次的这个驴都不愿意前进了。
And after a few times, the donkey refused to go forward.
那巴兰就打这个驴。
So Balaam struck the donkey.
那后来，在的三十一节。
And later on in verse 31.
神的使者是巴兰眼目明亮，他就看到神的使者。
And the Lord opened Balaam's eyes, and he saw the angel of the Lord.
所以如果不是这样的话，他这个驴过去大概就被杀掉了。
And if it was not so, then the donkey would have been killed.
那这件事情到底告诉我们什么？
So what does this incident? What can we learn from this?
圣经说我们在演一台戏，给世人跟天使观看。
And so the Bible says that we are on a stage before God and the angels.
所以新约的圣经。回头过来看巴兰，就有一个评论。
So, people in the New Testament, when they look back on the story of Balaam, they made this conclusion.
所以，我们每一个人在神面前的侍奉。
So, as we serve the Lord today,
都是在给世人跟天使观看。
We serve before God and man.
人有人的定论，神也有神的定论。
As men, we may have our conclusions, but God has maybe may have a different conclusion.
那重要是当历史回头过来看的时候，神怎么看我们的侍奉
？So what is important is how history sees us from God's perspective.
我们现在看犹大书。
Let's turn to the book of Jude.
犹大书的十一节。
Jude verse 11.
犹大书的十一节。
Jude 11. He says that, Woe to them, for they have gone in the way of Cain, have run greedily in the error of Balaam for profit, and perished in the rebellion of Korah. Verse 12. These are the spots in your love feast. When they feast with you without fear, serving only themselves, they are clouds without water, carried about by the winds, late autumn trees without fruit, twice dead, pulled up by the root.
第九节开始就在讲天使长米迦勒的侍奉。
Verse 9 talked about the archangel Michael.
十一节就讲三个人的侍奉。
The verse 11 talked about the servitude of three people.
一个是该隐，一个是巴兰，一个是可拉。
Cain, Balaam, and Korah.
那我们就看这个侍奉相当的不同。
So each served differently.
这个天使长米迦勒不敢用毁谤的话。
The archangel Michael, dare not bring a charge against accuse against him.
所以魔鬼跟他争这个摩西四首的时候，他只讲主责备你吧，就这样而已。
So when he was disputing over the body of Moses, he said, "May the Lord rebuke you."
但是。接下去这三个人
，But later on, these three people.
该隐的道路
，The way of Cain.
从圣经知道，我们该隐的侍奉圣经说他的行为不好。
And from the Bible, it says that Cain, he did not have good deeds.
所以他的奉献神就不能悦纳。
So God did not accept his offering and sacrifice.
所以可见侍奉跟一个人的生活是有关系的。
So our servitude is related to how we live our lives.
如果生活不能蒙神悦纳，侍奉也不能蒙神悦纳。
If the way we live our life cannot be accepted by God, our offering will not be accepted.
那要我们的侍奉要蒙神悦纳，必须我们的生活能够得到神的悦纳。
For our offerings to be accepted, we must live a life that is acceptable to God.
悦纳这个生活就是我们这一个人。
Our life is we ourselves.
怎么样来过信仰的生活?
How we live a life of faith.
这个会决定我们的生活，我们的侍奉能不能达到神面前。
And this will determine whether or not our servitude can reach God.
所以罗马书12章才讲，将身体献上，当作活祭是好的。
So Romans chapter 12 talked about how we should offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
所以最好的侍奉就是把
And so the best servitude is to offer ourselves as a living sacrifice.
但是第一节讲完，第二节就说，不要被世界同化，那要心意更新而变化。
But he also talked about how we should not be conformed to this world, but be transformed.
那英文这个 conform、transform 这两个对比是很美的一句话。
So this is a great contrast to be conformed and to be transformed.
如果我们的生活被世界同化,
if we are conformed to this world,
我们的想法是世俗的,
then our thoughts become secular.
那就我们的侍奉就不能够体会神的旨意。
Then in our servitude, we cannot understand God's will.
所以可见要侍奉神，对神要认识。
So to serve him, we must know him.
那这样才不会被世界同化。
So that we will not be conformed by the world.
那侍奉才能蒙神悦纳。
Then our servitude can be acceptable.
那生活要蒙神悦纳, 这需要一段时间的不断的努力。
So for our lives to be accepted by God, it requires some effort.
因为心意要不断更新变化。
We must continue to transform and renew our minds.
到最后就是跟主耶稣一样。
To the point that we are just like God.
我们想的跟主耶稣一样，看的跟主耶稣一样，我们的感觉跟主耶稣一样。
Our thoughts, our views, our feelings are just like Jesus.
那我们的生活就能蒙神悦纳，我们的侍奉就能够得到神的接纳。
Then we can live a life that is accepted by God, and our sacrifices can be accepted.
所以该隐只有侍奉，但是没有更新的灵命，更新的生活，所以不能得神悦纳。
So Cain, even though he offered a sacrifice, but his mind was not transformed.
那可拉的背叛。
The rebellion of Korah.
那这在圣经里面提到可拉，我们以前也有读过。
And we know the story of Korah.
那可拉为什么会背叛?
Why did they rebel?
到最后就是因为内心有骄傲。
It is because of pride.
所以到最后，他的侍奉也达不到神那里。
So their servitude also could not reach God.
反而地裂开，把他们吞灭。The
ground opened and swallowed them.
那下面一个就是巴兰的错误。
And also the error of Balaam.
那巴兰的错误下面讲得很清楚，就为着利。
He says that it is for profit.
所以圣经在看巴兰的侍奉，虽然他说你在这里，我来问问神看，但是圣经把他讲得很清楚，他心里面最深处，他就是为着利。
So from the bottom of, even though he asked God for instructions, but in the bottom of his heart, he was after profit.
那今天我们的侍奉，当然在教会当义工没有什么利。
Even though today we are all our volunteers, we don't take a salary.
但是利不等于只等于钱而已。
But this type of profit, it is not only in monetary terms.
我们的侍奉如果是因为爱神,
if we serve out of love for God,
我们要过一个有意义的生活,
if we seek to live a meaningful life,
能够蒙神纪念, 让人得到造就, 这个就动机很纯了。
To be remembered by God, to edify others, then this is a very pure motive.
但是我们的侍奉如果以自我为中心,
but if our servitude is self-centered,
所引起的各种不同的原因,
and if we serve out of various other reasons,
这个侍奉, 就会有问题。
Then there is something wrong with our servitude.
所以圣经里面在讲，使徒行传第二章在讲，犹大丧失的使徒的职分。
In Acts chapter 2, it talked about how Judas lost the discipleship.
他们就列出一个条件，要选谁来代替犹大。
So they were selecting someone to replace Judas.
就是必须从主耶稣开始传道，一直到主耶稣升天，都在我们一起有跟见证过主耶稣的。 人当中来选。
And then he said, and they decided to find someone who has been with them since the very beginning.
啊，最后找到两个。
Later on, they found two.
那没有办法决定。
And yet they could not decide.
我们看当时跟过主耶稣的门徒，他所最重的注重的是什么？
And then for all those who have followed the Lord Jesus, what is the most important?
我们看第一章，《使徒行传》第一章。
Acts chapter 1.
使徒行传》第一章，二十四节、二十五节。
Verses 24-25, and they pray and said, You, O Lord, who knows the heart of all, show which of these two you have chosen to take part in this ministry and the apostleship.From which Judas, by transgression, fell, and that he might go to his own place.
所以到最后说，你知道万人的心。
He says, "O Lord, you know the heart of all men."
然后求你从这两个人指明你所选的是谁。
Of these two, show us whom you have chosen.
那是他得这个使徒的职分。
To take part in this ministry and apostleship.
谁能够得到使徒的职分呢
？Who can receive this apostleship?
到最后，他们关心的。万人的心，这人心心里面的外表看不出来的。
What is important is of is their heart that people cannot see.
那当时因为没有圣灵啊，所以就用抽签的。
So at the time they do not have Holy Spirit, so they cast lots.
那今天我们有圣灵在带领运行。
Today Holy Spirit guide us and move within us.
所以。我们要在教会选立工人最重要要祷告。
So when we choose workers, we should pray first.
神知道万人的心。
God knows the heart of all.
让我们知道哪一个人的心是神觉得最适合的。
We pray to God to show us who has the heart that is most fitting for the position.
真的有经过心意更新变化的，而不是被世界同化的。
Those whose hearts has been transformed and been renewed and not been conformed by the world.
那这样的侍奉就会很美，是神的名得荣耀，神喜欢，也人得造就。
So these people they can serve God in a very beautiful way to glorify God and edify man.
所以我们在巴兰的这件事情可以看到一个人侍奉有各种不同的心态。
So from the story of Balaam, we know that different people serve God with different motives.
好，那我们现在再来看以色列民这个民族。
So if we study the history of the Israelites,
因为前面已经提到说，在二十二章的十二节。
In Numbers 22, verse 12,
不可咒诅那民，他们是蒙福的。
God said to them that you shall not curse the people, for they are blessed.
然后我们看二十三节。
Verse 23.
当他们要巴勒要叫巴兰给他们咒诅的时候。
When Balak asked Balaam to curse the people.
结果这个巴兰照着神的吩咐讲出祝福的话。
But instead, Balaam he spoke words of blessing.
好，我们看第八节，二十三章第八节。
Chapter 23, verse 8. He says, "That how shall I curse whom God has not cursed, and how shall I denounce whom the Lord has not denounced?"
第九节。
Verse 9. For from the top of the rocks.I see him, and from the hills I behold him. There, a people dwelling alone, not reckoning itself among the nations.
这个第九节是非常熟悉的一节。
Verse 9, it is a very well-known verse.
说这是独居之民，是不列在万民中的。
They are a people dwelling alone, and not among listed among the nations.
以色列百姓是神的王子。
The people of Israelites, they are the prince of God.
他是独居之民。
They dwell alone.
他是被神拣选的。
They are God's chosen people.
专属于神的。
They belong to God.
那他不列在万民当中的。
They are not among the nations.
所以因为他的身份很特别，所以他不能被咒诅。
Because of their honorable status, they cannot be cursed.
他是属神的。
Because they belong to God.
没有一个人能够咒诅他。
No one can curse them.
所以有时候我们常常会想一个人的命运会不会被别人的错误改变
？So often we think that whether or not our fate can be changed by the mistakes of other people.
然后再把它扩大。
And as we branch out,
整个以色列族他的命运会不会被别人的命运改变？
Can the fate of the Israelites be changed by other people?
啊，那当我们要想这个问题，首先要想神是谁。
So first we should think about who God is.
哦，神是无所不能的。
God is omnipotent.
哦，无所不在。
God is omniscient.
无所不知的。
And God is omnipresent.
是公义的。
He is righteous.
哦，那这些民就是属于他的。
And these people belong to him.
那在这个全能的神的荫庇之下，谁能够改变他们的命运？
So under the arms of the Almighty God, who can change their destiny?
即使巴比伦能够把以色列民掳到巴比伦，也不是因为他们兵强力大。
Even though the Israelites they were taken captive to Babylon, it is not because they were strong and mighty.
是因为神把他们交给他。
But it was God who gave them into their hands.
但是从人的眼睛来看，哦，这是因为巴比伦王强，所以来把他们攻打了就带走了。
But from the human perspective, people thought that Babylon was great and mighty, was able to defeat the Israelites.
但是在耶利米书讲得很清楚。
But in Jeremiah, it says clearly.
他是因为传二十几年的警告，他不愿意回头，神就叫耶利米说，那你现在传，你们会被掳到巴比伦七十年。
After 20 years of preaching the warning in the book of Jeremiah, God told Jeremiah to preach the warning that they will be taken captive.
那70年我要再带你回来。
For 70 years, and after that time, they will allow them to return.
真的住在那70年，那神就感动波斯王古列，他不拜神的，就下命令让他回去。
So after 7 years, Cyrus, the king of Persia, allowed them to return.
所以整个神的选民，包括整个人类的历史的动向，都是在神的掌控之中。
So God's chosen people, the changes in their history are all in God's hands.
当然，个人的命运也是在神的掌管中。
Of course, our personal fate and destiny is also in God's hands.
这是我们对神应该有的信心。
So this is the faith we must have in God.
除非神愿意，没有一个人能够改变另外一个人的命运。
Unless the Lord willing, and our fate and our destiny cannot be changed.
因为我们今天的身份非常的特别。
Today we have an honorable status.
我们看彼得前书。
Let's turn to the book of 1 Peter.
彼得前书第二章。
1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的第二章第九节。
Verse 9. Here says that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light.
你们是被拣选的族类。
Here says that you are a chosen generation.
就是前面讲不列在万民中，因为我们是被拣选。
That is not listed among the other nations.
我们是君尊的祭司。
Royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
His own special people.
所以今天这个原则，旧约时代神对以色列百姓选民的原则，今天也是适用在我们身上。
And so God's principle for his own people applies to us today as well.
我们是蒙福的。
We are blessed.
没有一个人能够咒诅我们。
No one can curse us.
即使咒诅也会变成祝福。
Even though they may try to curse us, but it may turn into blessings.
所以我们从二十二章、二十三章一直看巴勒好几次都要叫巴兰去咒诅以色列百姓。
So several times Balak asked Balaam to curse the people.
那每一次巴兰都知道巴勒要叫他去咒诅，他就是跟他去。
And every time Balaam would follow Balak and to go and try to curse the people.
可见那个力的力量有多大。
So we can see how much.How great the attraction of this benefit and money is.
但是每一次要咒诅都变成祝福。
Every time when he tried to curse, instead he blessed them instead.
所以可见神的力量更大。
So we find that the power of God is even greater than the power of man.
所以我们服侍神就是活在神的大能大之意之下，也活在世俗很多的引诱之中。
So as we serve God, we live under God's almighty power, but yet we also struggle among the temptations of the world.
历史怎么看我们，就看我们的心是往哪一个方向去走。
How history sees us depends on how we are, which way we are drawn to.
那这个巴勒他没有办法咒诅以色列百姓。
And Balak was unable to curse the people.
巴兰哈。
Balaam was unable to curse them.
那现在他想一个办法。
So he thought of a way.
所以这个巴兰为着利啊，他用另外一条路。
So for the sake of wealth and profit, he find another way.
民数记的三十一章。
Let's turn to Numbers 31.
十六节。
Verse 16.Verse 16, look, these women caused the children of Israel through the counsel of Balaam to transgress against the Lord in the incident of Peor. There was a plague among the congregation of the Lord.
这个地方讲，这些妇人因为巴兰的计谋，叫以色列人在比尼的事上得罪神，就遭遇瘟疫，所以好多人死了。
And because of this plague, many were killed.
那其他的圣经就有讲啊，巴兰就替巴勒出一个计谋。
And so Balaam gave counsel to Balak.
叫他们拜偶像，然后跟以色列人行奸淫。
And to worship idols and to commit fornication and adultery.
那结果好多人就被杀掉。
So many were killed.
所以我们就可以看到啊，巴兰真的是为着利这一条路走不通，神把他挡住。他现在用另外一条路，让以色列百姓自己来犯罪。
And so Balaam, through his counsel, caused the Israelites to sin against God.
那这件事情也让我们想到神的选民独居之民。
So from this, we also thought about how God's people dwell alone.
是没有办法被咒诅的。
They cannot be cursed.
没有办法被咒诅，到最后为什么死在旷野呢
？But why is it that many die in the desert?
就是因为他们所做的没有照神的律法来做。
Because they did not follow God's commandments.
在旷野犯奸淫。
In the desert, they commit adultery.
所以在民数记里面有讲若非有非尼哈来刑罚罪人，这个瘟疫才止息呀。
And later on, they have to.
看二十五章
Let's turn to chapter 25.
第七节。
Chapter 25, verse 7. Here says that now when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron the priest, saw it, he rose among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And verse 8, then he went after the men of Israel into the tents and thrust them both through, and the men of Israel and the woman through her body, so the plague was stopped among the children of Israel.
所以两万五千四千人死了。
24,000 die of the plague.
就是因为瘟疫，因为瘟疫发生。
And they died because of the plague.
那为什么会死
？And why did they die?
就二十五章的从第一节开始讲，就是行奸淫。
Chapter 25 from verse 1, it talked about how they committed adultery.
那神是忌邪的神。
God is a jealous God.
所以腓尼哈这样做，瘟疫就止息了。
When Phinehas did this, then the plague stopped.
所以可见这个不能够被咒诅的以色列百姓。
So the Israelites, even though they cannot be cursed,
最后是倒在自己的错误当中。
Yet they fell, and because of their own sins.
因为人都有罪性。
Because as man, we all have our sinful nature.
那人的软弱常常是魔鬼。进去工作的地方。
And our human weakness are means for Satan to work.
所以到最后，他们死的不是被咒诅。
They die not because of being cursed.
而是自己犯奸淫而死。
But rather, they die because they sin against God.
所以我们就知道，神的选民不会被别人的错误改变。
God's chosen people cannot be changed by other people's actions.
但是有时候我们做的，如果跟神的要我们做的不一样。
But sometimes if we go against God's commandments, then we change our own destiny.
这个是我们在行走旷野路最需要小心的。
So this is the something that we need to be very careful of in this heavenly journey.
那这样我们才能够一路一直走下去。
And only so can we continue on in this journey.
蒙神祝福。
And to be blessed by God.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.
342.
必须的 ，please。
差不多在两个礼拜，我们就会开始有灵恩布道会。
In 2 weeks is our evangelical service and spiritual convocation.
为这件事情，每一天我们大家很深入的来代祷。
Let's pray especially for this in our daily prayer.
求主让我们灵部道会能够蒙神祝福。
We pray to the Lord to bless us in our ESSC.
也请我们多到朋友来参加聚会。
Let's also try to invite our friends and neighbors to attend the service.
听道。 才能够信道
and believing comes from hearing
那有传道才能听到
and if someone preaches then those can hear
所以传邀请朋友 这是要增加我们人数一个最基本的方法
so to preach this is the most fundamental means for us to increase our membership
神的灵在我们当中动工 这是让一个人能够信一个最根本的因素
And when the Spirit of God moves among us, then we can believe.
所以我们要为这件事情来祷告。
So let us pray especially for this.
我们现在一起来祈祷。
Let's only down and pray.